Welcome to the Rubber Podcast, where we leverage science, tech, and art to improve our human experience. Ready? Let's begin. In the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, it can be difficult to focus on anything else. But if you're safe, join us in learning more about endometriosis, a condition that affects so many of our lives. What's endometriosis? While it's one of the most common diseases in the world, it's also not well understood. Hard to believe, but true. Tissue that is normally located inside the uterus is called endometrial tissue. In patients with endometriosis, lesions that are similar to endometrial tissue are found elsewhere in the body, in places where they shouldn't be. The most common symptom is pain in the lower abdomen. Anyone who has these lesions has endometriosis. Endometriosis causes no problems in some people and lots of problems in others. How much the condition will bother you will depend on where the endometriosis is located and how your body reacts to it. That's why endo, for short, is still not very well understood by the medical community, even though it is estimated that nearly 200 million people have it worldwide. That's a lot of people. You probably know at least one person who has it. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of incorrect information out there about endometriosis. A lot of it is scary and confusing, so we thought we'd give you 5 checked facts you need to know about endo. All the sources are listed on our website if you'd like to learn more. 1. Endo has been found in kids as young as 10 years old and adults as old as 78. 2. In very rare cases, endo has been found in men. Yes, that's right, particularly in those who are receiving estrogen to treat prostate cancer. Surprising, isn't it? 3. It is believed that endo doesn't spread across the body with age, although the symptoms of existing lesions might get worse over time. 4. The only way to confirm the disease is via a surgery and a biopsy. Currently, this is also the only proven way to treat the disease. A skilled surgeon can find and remove the lesions. A successful surgery cures about 50% of cases. Surgery may need to be repeated in other cases. And 5, it's believed that by the time a woman is in her mid-20s, she has probably formed most of the endometriosis she will ever form in her lifetime. There you have it. Remember, endometriosis looks different for everyone. While some people have terrible symptoms, others live with this condition and are lucky enough to show no signs. The more you know, the more you can take charge of your health. If you have persistent pain, ask your doctor about endometriosis. It's never okay to suffer in silence. That's all for today. If you have questions, thoughts, or comments, head to iraba.ca/podcast and say hello. And as always, our parting words are the same. Remember, you are incomparable.